The essential ingredient of having a teachable heart, the essential prerequisite, if you will, is having a humble heart, a heart that is aware of the deep spiritual poverty that lies within. Often the reason we don't take God's instruction, God's wisdom to heart, is because there's this translucent veil of self, as A.W. Tozer calls it, draped over our hearts. I know everything. If only my wife or my husband or that person over there would listen to what the preacher's preaching today, well, this world would be a better place. If only they would get it. That's often how we think, right? It never crosses our minds that what God is saying today through his word is meant for us, that he's trying to deal with that poverty within us that's robbing us of the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. Come on, we all have blind spots. We all have things about ourselves that we can't see. Well, that's the whole point of it being a blind spot, right? We just can't see it. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." In other words, those who recognize their deep poverty, those who admit it, they're the ones who'll be blessed because the kingdom of heaven is for them. What blind spots do you have? The answer is, you don't know because they're blind spots. The same's true of me. I have my blind spots too. The question is, what do you do about them? So try this on for size. Psalm 119, verses 17 to 19. "Deal bountifully with your servant, so that I may live and observe your word. Open my eyes, so that I may behold the wondrous things of your law. I live as an alien in the land. Do not hide your commandments from me." What do we do about our blind spots? We ask God to open our eyes so that we can see the point of what he's trying to say to us, so that when we open the Bible and read his word, the Holy Spirit will lift that one particular verse or that one particular story that he has for us today right off the page and plonk it into our hearts so that in an instant we'll get what he's trying to say to us in a way that completely and utterly and radically changes us, in a way that deals with some of the deep spiritual poverty in our hearts. When was the last time that you went to God and asked him to deal bountifully with you, to open your eyes so that you could behold the wonders of his word? When was the last time you said to God, "Lord, I'm an alien in this world. This life down here is tough today. I need your word, so don't hide your commandments from me." In James chapter 1, verse 5, God says that if any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to you. Sometimes we wrestle with problems and we just can't find the solution. The solution, though, is in asking God to help, asking God to open our eyes, asking God to give us the wisdom that we don't have. That's God's word, fresh for you today.